Welcome to Philosophy Pod. Albert Camus, a 20th century French philosopher, author, and journalist, remains one of the pivotal figures in the existential movement, despite often rejecting the existentialist label himself. Camus' philosophy is deeply entrenched in the idea of the absurd, a fundamental conflict between individuals' desires to find inherent meaning in life and the silent, indifferent universe that offers none. Central to Camus' philosophy is the concept of the absurd, which he explores thoroughly in his essay, The Myth of Sisyphus. The absurd arises from the clash between the human tendency to seek a clear meaning or purpose in life and the cold reality of a universe that lacks any such meaning. According to Camus, this encounter with the absurd is a fundamental and inescapable condition of human life. Camus describes how individuals might react to the realization of the absurd. The absurd man, as he outlines, acknowledges his conflict but chooses to live without appeal to a higher meaning or moral order. This acknowledgement leads to a freedom that arises from abandoning hope for clarity and embracing the limitations of human existence. The absurd man lives with the recognition that life might be meaningless, yet he seeks to experience it as fully as possible. While Camus is associated with existentialism, he differentiated his philosophy from that of other existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre. For Sartre, existence precedes essence, and life's meaning is determined by the individual. Camus, however, focused on the absurd condition and believed that recognizing the lack of purpose frees one from conventional morality, allowing for personal laws and freedom. In The Myth of Sisyphus, Camus discusses suicide and philosophical suicide as responses to the absurd. He rejects both, labeling them as escapes from the absurd. Philosophical suicide, according to Camus, involves seeking meaning through transcendental or religious beliefs, which he sees as an illegitimate way to counter the absurd. True acknowledgement of the absurd requires living without these appeals, a life that embraces the lack of inherent meaning without resorting to false solutions. Camus explores the concept of freedom in relation to the absurd in his essay, The Rebel. Here he discusses rebellion not as an act of anarchy, but as a form of protesting against the absurdity of existence. Rebellion, in Camus' view, is a natural human reaction to oppression and is essential for asserting human dignity and value. Unlike the existentialist who emphasized individualism, Camus believed in a collective aspect of rebellion. He advocates for a community that shares solidarity in the recognition of the absurd and strives for justice and liberty without resorting to nihilism or destruction. For Camus, true rebellion is aimed at achieving a balance where everyone can live with dignity despite the indifferent universe. In the face of absurdity, Camus argues that one can still live an ethical life. The decision to reject suicide and live without appeal to a higher divine order imposes an internal consistency and integrity. Camus' notion of the absurd hero embodies this ethical commitment. Like Sisyphus, who is condemned to repeat his meaningless task forever, the absurd hero continues to find value in his actions, despite their inherent pointlessness, through a kind of defiant joy and acceptance. Camus' works, including his novels The Stranger, The Plague, and The Fall, illustrate his philosophical ideas through complex characters and narratives. These works help to disseminate philosophical concepts, portraying how individuals might confront the absurd in various aspects of life. In conclusion, Albert Camus' philosophy offers a profound commentary on the human condition. His exploration of absurdity challenges individuals to live honestly with the recognition of life's inherent meaninglessness yet encourages them to not despair, but find personal meaning and satisfaction in their own set of morals and actions. Camus presents a philosophy that rejects nihilism, promotes ethical living, and values human effort and rebellion against the indifferent universe. His existentialism, marked by a focus on the absurd, freedom, and rebellion, continues to resonate, offering ways to confront the existential dilemmas of modern life. Through his philosophical and literary works, Camus invites us to embrace the absurd condition and find solace in our shared human experience, making the most of our brief moments under the sun. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing. For only $3 a month, you can support us in continuing to make premium content.